John, as always, you're welcome to the airwaves of Highland Radio.
Thank you, Oisin.
And I suppose, John, we're in a week where we're looking forward to the county final, but sport is very much taking a back seat and significant with what has happened in the county over the last week since last Friday and the tragedy in Chrysler. And the St. Michael's GA Club are rallying round their community. So they are with what has happened over the last week. And I'm sure everybody that's watching the county final at the weekend, those that are involved in the county final, will very much be thinking of what took place last week in Chrysler.
Aye, of course. I think the whole county and indeed the whole country is thinking of the people of Chrysler right now. And this last week or so, you know, it's tragic events what's happened there, and it's really hard to put it into words at all. But what you do see is the way that the St. Michael's Club have come together and helping the community and rallying around it. And I think it shows you, you know, the strength of the GAA in the community and what's it about when these unforeseen accidents happen, and, you know, the tragedy and the loss of life. And, you know, to have the people and the support there at that time is huge. So, you know, again, with St. Michael's GAA, you know, they're doing a great job there in very, very trying, difficult circumstances to help as much as they possibly can.
And we've got four clubs who are involved in finals action this weekend, five clubs actually involved in finals this weekend, and somehow they have to try and refocus themselves to get involved in a big decider, so they do.
Yeah. I imagine, you know, it's everybody has been speaking about it all week, you know, the tragic events, and that when that happens, it just it puts everything else into context and leaves it very much secondary. But I guess, you know, you probably have to just go down to training and you knuckle down, and them hours, 2 hours that you're down training, and you come together as a group and you try to focus it on it when you're at the training. And I'd imagine that's what those two teams would have to do, or four teams would have to do, obviously in difficult circumstances, but they would just have to go down and do that probably.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the big game, the senior final. It's scheduled to start at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. St. Eunan's and Neve Connell once again set to go head to head. Would you concur with the rest of the county and feel that maybe St. Eunan's are favourites for this one, John?
I would think they are. They are favourites probably on the back of maybe their county final performance last year and the way that they've come through the championship this year as well, getting back to the final. I think they have shown that they're a very, very good team and that they'll be very hard to beat, and they won't be easy to dispose as champions. So, yeah, I would concur that they're favourites from the way they've been playing, all right. Yeah. And saying that, you know, if you look at Neve Connell have come through again, and, you know, I think they're back in, I think it's maybe their 12th final overall, you know. So, you know, I mean, they're very resilient, so they're going to be there. And probably a bit of a reversal maybe from last year, where a lot of people have Neve Connell favourites going in, maybe after they beat Gidoer in the quarterfinal and Kilcare in the semi-final, and Eunan's came through maybe through the quarterfinal through St. Noel's and St. Michael's last year. So I think it's nearly a reverse of last year, where you think Eunan's are the hot favourites probably, and Neve Connell are coming in maybe not under the radar, but, you know, just maybe just not in the same capacity as maybe the way Eunan's are playing at the moment.
Yep. Coming under the radar isn't a bad position to be in going into a final, but John?
No, it's actually an excellent way to be coming in, because, you know, sometimes you go in and say if you take your qualifying rounds and you have to get up for games. And as I said, last year maybe Neve Connell had to get up for Gidoer and Kilcare, and there'd be two big challenges, and then have to get up for the third time against St. Eunan's, which was difficult, where if you looked at Eunan's maybe came through last year that way. So, as I say, it's reversal this year. So I think, you know, they really just have to, one big game, big experienced team, and you just really have to get yourself ready for that one big game. And on the day, you know, finals are there. They're there to be won, as often the cliche, but it's going to be interesting to see how they look at the game, what way they'll go ahead to try and play against Eunan's.
Yeah, and one of those factors is how you deal with Sean Patton.
Yeah, his kick out against Kilcare the last day was superb. He was just all over the field. He could get them away, and I mean, he's probably one of the best in the country at it. Again, you're probably looking, Kilcar probably hit maybe a high ball in and went into the net, so that's probably something that maybe Neil Conn would be looking at too. But in saying that, St. Union's recovered very well from that, and you know, again, they're experienced now. They have that winner's medal in the championship, and they've experience in that team now. Again, along with a lot, even though a lot of them are young players, they've won that championship. They won the 21, the one minors, so they're coming in there with in very good shape to win that championship again for the second time in a row, and that's not an easy thing done. So you know, maybe there's a bit of pressure from that side that they're favourites this time rather than last year where they went in as the underdog.
Yeah, and but you can have that, I suppose, been a season championship winner, but you still have to have the hunger and the fire in the belly for it. So you do, John.
You do, because it does become on the day. And you know, like, that's where obviously Neil Conn have a lot of experience in championships. You know, I mean, there's probably six or seven of them that have been there, and maybe in those 12 finals, which is huge from that respect. So they will definitely have the hunger on it. You know, and probably a certain amount of them going to a certain age at this stage, knowing maybe they're probably in their twilight of their career, and they would look this as a real opportunity for them to try and get to win another championship. So it'll be a very, very hotly contested final, I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, what sort of game are you expecting then, John? What way is this one going to go? Are we going to see the 11-4 we've seen last year, or is it going to be one of these tight ties that the clubs have been involved in before where there's been a point in it and it's ended like 9-8 or 11-10? What sort of game are you expecting?
I think a lot of that comes down to maybe how Neil Conn can negate St. Union's attack, the way with their kickouts, you know, if they're pushed up on them, if Patton's able to get them away quick and they're down the field and they're able to get those scores quickly, or whether Neil Conn decide maybe, you know what, we might just drop off his kickouts and give them to him short and work it from there. I think a lot depends on that, because I expect the first usually 10-15 minutes that both teams will be probably just getting on the ball and maybe a bit cautious around the place and just feeling their way through the first 10-15 minutes of the game. And after that, I think it really will depend. I think Neil Conn will probably have to look and see, maybe look for a goal or two in that championship final as well. I think if they get that, then it's game on. But I think the way St. Union's are playing at the moment, they're forwards inside, you know, they have a lot of talent there, and they're going to be hard to stop. I mean, if you look at the two O'Donnells, and you know, we talk about, and you have your man Owen McGeehan there as well. I mean, and there's another a new guy this year really has come on the scene, Moore, Kieran Moore. I think he's played very well against Kilcar the last day as well. And they've an awful lot of talent around there. And even when you look what they took off the bench the last day, when they took off or that they put on McVeigh and Kieran Tobin, you know, they'd be in any other team in the county. So, you know, they have the strength and depth in that way. And I spoke earlier before maybe about Neve Connell's loss of, you know, obviously Owen McGettigan is a massive loss in terms of a forward play. And you look at the Kieran Gallagher and Brennan as well, and obviously Alton Doherty in the corner. Like, they're four guys probably in their mid-20s and would be huge loss to the Neve Connell squad. So that probably, you know, in terms of squads, probably at least St. Union's a bit stronger because of that. And I think St. Union's will do enough to get over the line.
Yeah. Ethan O'Donnell is seen as a doubt for the game, but given that there's been a number of days added in the build-up to this game, Ethan O'Donnell may be ready come the weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure that we definitely would have given him that extra time to prepare back. I've seen him all year. I think he's a very, very good player. He's been playing. He's probably Neve Conn's best player so far this season. He's a really, really talented footballer. And for as a county final goes, it'd be nothing nicer to see, you know, the two teams with their best teams out on the day. And yep. So hopefully he can make it.
And of course, St. Union's and Neve Conn, as we know, Gary McDade calls them, and Glenn Swilly, two superpowers of Donegal football. Very much evident this year as well, with the club having sides involved in both the A and the reserve finals too, John.
Yeah, they are. They have strong strong teams right throughout there at the Dáil football. When you see that, I think there's a new Colonies in the three finals, and St Union's also had a team this year in the junior championship as well. So, I mean, they had four teams out in total. So that shows you the strength and depth that they have in terms of numbers and the way that they're competing and getting to the finals. So it probably leaves it even more exciting for the two clubs to have those teams in the finals, both finals.
Yeah, let's move to the junior games, which are taking place on Sunday. Letterkenny Gaels have lost a couple of finals in recent years. It's been a while since Carndonagh have been in the final. But this game's going to be too tight to call, John. Two very, very talented football inside, and I don't think there'll be much in it come Sunday.
I think when you look at probably Letterkenny Gaels first, maybe that they you know they're probably they stayed in Division Two this year as well, you know, which was big for them. And you know, Letterkenny, you know, there's a big area there, and surely, you know, it would be time for a second team in Letterkenny to be making inroads in the championship. So, you know, they'll be looking definitely to try and get out of the junior and get back up to intermediate. And I mean, they have. They've done well through the qualifiers as well. I think it was Newton and Carndonagh and Pettigo in the group stages, and I know they drew with Naross, and I think they met them again in the semi final, and that was a very, very tight game. I think there were 2 points in it in the end. I think Naross might have felt that they were, you know, maybe a bit hard done by with some of the frees in the end, but that's the way that goes. I think Letterkenny Gaels, you know, I think it's their second year in the final, so they'll definitely have experience from last year, and they'll be looking forward to trying to get over the line. As for Carndonagh, I think they're probably improving. Obviously, your man Conor Donnell, I mean, he's a great footballer, and there's the two Dohertys there as well, and obviously Ryan Kelly, I think the captain as well. So they have a lot of new players coming through with Carndonagh. I think they're putting in more of a effort into their maybe the GA, and they're getting the rewards from it, and back and getting to the final. But I think. And if I was going to call it on the day, I think the experience of Letterkenny Gaels might just be enough, and it'll be tough because any team is Conor Donnell on it. You know, they have Letterkenny Gaels will probably do their homework on him because he's definitely a match winner. But I just think Letterkenny Gaels to shade it.
And as Niamh Columba found out in recent weeks, John, been involved in two finals on the same day and trying to have success in both of those games is a difficult thing to do. They lost out in the Intermediate A and the Intermediate B. The Gaels are going for the Junior A and the Junior B, but Niamh Alton are looking to upset the odds in the B match, so there.
Yeah, and Niamh Alton, I know a lot of the lads that play for Niamh Alton there. You know, I mean, you have to credit Niamh Alton in a lot of ways too. They're really... really a small area to pick from, and you know they keep going, and we've often seen their headlines with Martin Chauvelin playing, and a lot of those guys, Sean Fury and all of us, keeping the club going, maybe just to get younger guys through. So again, to assemble a junior team and be able to get to the final is a real credit to them, and I've no doubt that Niamh Alton will be playing with a lot of heart to try and win that game. So I really wouldn't be able to call that one.
Okay, listen, John, many thanks for joining us on The Score tonight.
Thank you, Oisín. Thanks very much.